So, good morning and welcome to everybody. Hope you can find some nourishment from these times of gathering together with other people interested in practice, in Dhamma practice. And really encourage you, invite you to find a comfortable posture. A sense of letting this time, this 20 minutes or so, be a time for you to really pause from the activities of the day. Finding a posture where you can feel somewhat resting or rested, allowing the body to rest. And this can take a little bit of finding. You might be sitting or standing or lying down. And just that practice of pausing to feel sort of how you are right now. Yeah, which means a little shift of interest. Perhaps to a more receptive sort of interest. This quality of kind interest, which you seem to keep repeating at the moment, as maybe one way of describing mindfulness in one of its many manifestations. Sense of opening our mind with a sense of kind interest to our experience and the experience of others, when that's appropriate. And so just encourage you to listen in a kind of grounded, spacious way, eyes closed or open as you wish, so that whatever might be useful in the reflections, it's kind of you can hear with your heart or with your whole being rather than with just your little kind of bit up here that thinks a lot about everything. really noticing what resonates it might just be one helpful thing. Or just a sense of appreciating the helpfulness of simply pausing, sitting for a while, maybe relaxing the body a little bit, taking a few deeper breaths, having a chance to again kind of bring this kind presence with whatever is happening in the mind, in the body, in the heart. And my words are just maybe a meditative anchor sort of sound happening to help to point you to that intention. So that's a metta practice, this quality I've been exploring a bit this week and last week. Metta in the Pali language, close to the language the Buddha used. Meaning, many meanings, facets, manifestations, warmth, friendliness, concern for the well-being of beings, of all life. You might experience it as a felt sense or an emotion or mind state at times, a kind of energy. Or it might be an intention, just which is maybe a cooler. Doesn't have to be accompanied with lots of, strong emotion or sort of warm, pink, fuzzy sort of thing. Not necessary. And fine, sometimes it feels a bit like that. So this quality of care, of the wish for the well-being of beings, it is a kind of boundless, limitless, measureless quality. And it doesn't seek out particular, beings to exclusively care for. It may, you know, focus at times on particular being or group of beings, but this quality of metta, it's part of its power, is its boundlessness, its sense of can go anywhere, can meet anything. Natural capacity, natural quality, you know, something we experience in our life, perhaps don't always recognize it or sense its importance. And we can cultivate this great word in Pali, bhavana, bhavana, meaning cultivation or training, or inclining the mind, the heart in certain ways, as we do with mindfulness, and we can also do with kindness. And part of what I find really important in this particular teaching, maybe in all kinds of teaching and practice, is to really encourage each one to play, explore, experiment with different modes, different ways in, different approaches to this cultivation. And I've mentioned some of those over the last six sessions. So I briefly want to recap. And for those of you who haven't been following along, you can check out the recordings if you want. And just for now, invite you again to feel settled in the posture. Feel a sense of the ground holding the body. Yeah, a sense of presence with yourself, with experience. And as you listen, as I recap some of these ways of catalyzing, evoking, practicing, inclining the mind towards this quality, just notice what resonates. And what might remain is simply a question or a kind of curiosity or interest in this quality and how it might be brought more fully into our life. That is a lifetime's exploration, at least in my experience. Yeah. So I've already mentioned this very close relationship between kindness and mindfulness. Somebody coined the term kindfulness, which I quite like. Mindfulness and metta share their basis in non-aversion. Sometimes this may be one of the most helpful forms or understandings of metta. It's non-aversion or non-ill will. It's the absence of something. Metta, we might say, is naturally there. Friendliness is sort of natural capacity, natural functioning in a human being, empathy, and, you know, simple natural wish to care is more available. So I talked about remembering or imagining. And in remembering kindnesses we've received, that we've offered, that we've witnessed, that we've heard about, that we've shared. I sometimes feel like the whole of the IMS is like this opportunity to share in metta. That's, for those of you who don't know, it's written above the front door, big letters. Yeah, so receiving. And the practice of receiving, I think for some of us, is really most difficult and most fruitful kind of part, to allow that sense of being cared for, which is not so easy for some of us. And the offering and giving a simple wish for another's well-being. And for those of you who've been on retreat, you know how this sense can really grow during a during a group retreat. And I hope that you can feel it now to some degree, a sense of gathering together through this strange medium. We can't see each other. You can see me. Like somehow it can still be an occasion for, there is caring, there is offering, there is wish for well-being. I can feel that I can join with that intention. So may this be a support for that. Remembering, imagining. This is very interesting. So images, you know, what if, how would it feel? What would it be like to feel loved and accepted right now? And maybe a way in, you know, is to imagine what would that be like? What would that feel like? What would that bring to your life? What would that bring to something you're having difficulty with right now? What if, you know, sometimes much easier way than I should, or, you know, why can't I feel, or, you know, I've got to try and get some metta. So what if, and then picking up the felt sense of that, or just tuning into, again, the intentionality that's being expressed in that of inclining the mind toward a sense of goodwill. So we also did a body scan with metta, this sense of the moving attention gently through the whole of the body. Again, you can take a long time doing this or a short time, but with a sense of, again, this welcoming can be a helpful word or concept, or again, image, welcoming or being welcomed. Being allowed to be here, or sometimes I, you know, it's just you find your own words, images, things that work for you. So I sometimes think the things that are most, that we can find that are most helpful, are antidotes to our particular, you know, particular patterns that inhibit and kind of impede the flow of kindness. So this sense of not being allowed to be here is one of mine. So this sense of allowed to be here completely. No, really? That can't be right. Completely allowed to be here, completely allowed to be here, can be very kind of challenging and supportive at the same time. So don't be surprised. This is another thing I feel is so important with this practice, that in the process of cultivating metta, we meet its absence or its opposites or its things that inhibit or obstruct, the feeling of resistance, very, very common. It's like, oh, it's okay. We just include that in our well-wishing. It's, oh, hello, resistance. Hello, old friend. Yeah, and no, yeah, it's a bit like that today. Okay. May you be well. May you find ease. So we can really bring that in a very inclusive, again, it's this boundless sort of sense of anything and everything and everybody, all beings, all life on the planet. You know, again, we can work systematically through different categories, or we can work more imaginatively or intuitively, but the intention is the same and it's clear. And when we're really clear about the intention, it's like we can explore and experiment and play without it becoming like kind of just, you know, proliferative, distracted, kind of, not so helpful. Yeah, so coming back to the intention, really, really helpful. So repeating phrases. You know, words, bits of poetry, stories from our life or from, you know, from books or what we've heard. Doing things like gardening or making things, craft. You know, generosity, practical things. So many things could be said that maybe, yeah, this sense of, I wanted to just add a couple of things. So this session is more of a talk than a guided meditation, but I hope it's of benefit. If it's too many words, then again, stay with the body. Just stay with a simple intention of kind presence. Yeah, so this might be another whole reflection for later, but I want to mention them now, that the foundation of all of the what the Buddha taught and this practice of metta are the ethical trainings. This is, if we want a way, a practical way to help us to embody, to enact, to act and speak from loving kindness, from metta, from goodwill, then these precepts of non-harming are really our best friends and our best support, both in helping us to navigate, to see, oh, oops, you know, that wasn't, and what is the training in, you know, and some of these ethical kind of training, part of it can be quite, you know, that there are, it's not clear. We need to really reflect. We need to talk with a friend. We need to, like, what is really helpful here? But the principle of non-harming, and accompanied with my right speech, which I talked about on Monday, with the refraining from taking anything that's not freely offered, and the training in a wise and responsible relationship to our sexuality or sensuality, you know, and the intention to keep the mind clear, so refraining from intoxicants. These are the five ethical trainings, the five precepts, which you can, you know, probably read about and hear about in many places, but to me they have this foundational quality and also have great depth to them, can really be refined and kind of just be a very clear guide and support to this cultivation of intention, based in non-ill will, in care, in the wish to live and think and act and speak in ways that are supportive of life, that actually kind of, yeah, move in the direction of the wish to support the welfare of all beings and all life. So I know that's a lot. So I hope you can get a sense of this, the beauty and importance and power of this practice, you know, and that, again, if you wish, you know, to take it up as a theme, I hope you can get a sense of this, such a range of possible ways of exploring and cultivating. And also feeling free to not pick it up as a specific reflection or practice, because it can come into and be a product of other practice. So I wish you well with this practice of kind presence. And may you grow in a sense of connection with that. Feel and find the support that that brings into your life. And there's so much that we can't do anything about, or we can't do much about, or we can do something about, but we can't control the outcome. But if it comes from goodwill, if it's, then this is a strengthening of the heart, strengthening of social relationships, a strengthening of our connection with the earth and a support to the kinds of thoughts, words, and deeds that are of benefit to ourselves and others and all creatures on the planet. So thank you for being here. Thank you for your practice. And have a good day, good weekend. And I'll be back on Monday and Wednesday next week. And Charles will be back on Tuesday, Thursday and Friday. So, yeah. Thank you and bye for now.